I'd like to welcome those of you who are worshiping with us on the speakerphone, and what a pleasure and a joy to be able to celebrate once again the birth of our Savior, and especially hearing the message from the lips of little children and the coming generation of Christians. We'll begin our service.
Thank you. us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
And a branch shall grow out of his roots. Isaiah 11:1.
Thank you.
Thus saith the Lord. A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel, weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not.
Jeremiah 31:15.
The song that we're about to hear, the Coventry Carol, according to tradition, is thought to be that of the women of Bethlehem who sang this song shortly before King Herod's men came to slaughter their infant sons in an attempt to kill the newborn king of the Jews. In many churches, on December 28th, they celebrate the feast day of the Holy Innocents. And even though this morning we're focusing on Christ's birth, we dare not forget either that some families experience the sword of death strike in their midst. So the Coventry Carol is actually a song of mourning.
Isaiah 42, 1 through 4. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law.
Thank you. Since gold and myrrh come, peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him.
Isaiah 42:5-8.
Thus saith God the Lord, He that created the heavens and stretched them out, He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant, or a light. For light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison house, and them that sit in darkness from the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images.
A few thoughts on Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman. So we are living in the middle of a world war, a war that has been raging since the very dawn of history. And the two key figures are the serpent and the seed. From the human side of things, the serpent is the first one to take the stage. And we know the story very well. Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day that ye eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will become as gods, knowing good and evil." And we all know the rest of that story. For the first 4,000 years of earth history, the serpent seems to hold center stage. A mighty, mighty, valiant warrior, conquering nations, the king of darkness, called the God of this world, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, "in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." But the serpent does not have the whole playing field to himself. In fact, it was also in Eden's garden that the Lord God said to him, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall crush thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." And so it was that the children of God were waiting for the promised seed to come. When Eve gave birth to her firstborn, she thought that he was the answer to that promise. "I have gotten a man, the Lord," she said. Sadly, she found out that that was not the case at all, and that the promise was not going to be fulfilled nearly that soon. And so for a period of 4,000 years, the children of God waited patiently for the moment to come. Now, during that time, the seed did make some token appearances. He appeared to Abraham when Abraham was sitting in the door of his tent in the heat of the day. He appeared to Joshua as Joshua was standing by the walls of Jericho plotting out his fight against the city. The seed appeared as a man with a drawn sword. "As captain of the Lord of hosts I am come," he told Joshua. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery burning furnace, the seed was in there with him. And the seed was there in the lion's den when Daniel was cast in. But these were only cameo appearances. The best was yet to come. Finally, after 4,000 years, when the fullness of time was come, the seed made his appearance. There were some surprises. There was no fanfare to speak of. In fact, most of the world didn't even know that he had come into their world. He came in the darkness of night. It's true that there were angels that announced the blessed event, but they announced it only to a handful of shepherds who were out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. Some have called the opening words of Luke chapter 2 the most beautiful words that have been written in the history of the world. The Holy Spirit, through the pen of the beloved physician, gives us a blow-by-blow account, as it were, of the entrance of the seed into this world as a human being. What strikes us is the simplicity of it all. And now we will sing this beautiful song, Luke 2, just as Luke has given it to us in the King James translation.
It came to pass in those days that Herod held a decree from Caesar Augustus that all those should be taxed, and this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be
The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment. When he appointed the foundations of the earth. Then I was by him, as one brought up with him. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. Rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death.
And so the days of earth history, as we know it, are swiftly coming to a close. And as we celebrate the first coming of our Savior into the world, at the very same time, we've got an eye looking toward the future, eagerly hoping for, waiting for, and expecting his second coming. And then finally, the final battle will be fought. And the forces of evil will be put away forever. And then the seed who will come as a bridegroom to take his bride will usher his bride into a new kingdom of glory which shall last forever. And may the Heavenly Father hasten that day.
Savior is born.
On behalf of my wife and myself, we'd like to wish all of you a very, very blessed and happy Christmas season.
As this as I can get. Yeah.